is Mishmash, a weekly conversation where we try to unjumble an important and sometimes under-the-radar statewide issue that affects you. Recently, the U.S. Supreme Court came down with a big decision, and it had a major impact on a Michigan lawsuit, even though the case itself involved other states. Essentially, the U.S. Supreme Court said when it comes to partisan issues involving our district lines, the federal courts, they got to stay out of it. And Michigan had a lawsuit that involved partisan drawing of district lines. Democrats accused Republicans of unfairly drawing our state's district lines to their party's advantage. And then that case was waiting for the Supreme Court to weigh in. And now that case is pretty much dead. And so, Jake, does this mean that our current district lines are just going to stay this way forever?
Well, no. And remember that we always redraw our districts every 10 years. But
good
I will
point.
Say, after you saw this ruling come down, a lot of the comments, especially on social media from people who are generally concerned about the way we draw our districts and about so-called gerrymandering, it's very doom and gloom. It almost made it sound like democracy is dead and dying and it will never recover from something like this. However, it is important to note that this does not stop the law that us voters here in Michigan passed that completely overhauls the way that we do redistricting. This was an anti-gerrymandering proposal that is now law here in Michigan, and that will go forward. Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson wanted to make sure that people knew that and that this actually provided a little bit of clarity, if anything, going forward in that process. She said, yes, this ruling was a blow to the Democratic process.
But the decision also makes it even more important that last fall, Michigan voters took the process of drawing district lines out of the hands of politicians in Michigan and placed it squarely in the hands of our citizens, because with this clarity from the courts, we will move forward in Michigan to implement the Independent Citizens Redistricting Commission that will draw districts fair and impartially for the 2022 elections and beyond.
This was something that particularly Democratic politicians and Democratic lawmakers really wanted to bring forward and make sure that their constituents and the people in their party knew that there is, for them, hope on the horizon that while these lines will stay in effect for the 2020 election, that there is a new process coming to town here very shortly. And soon after the 2020 census, there's going to be this new process in town where this impartial panel of people is going to come up with district lines that will hopefully be completely fair and impartial for everybody.
Shayna, one of the things that you mentioned earlier was that the court said that federal courts did not have jurisdiction here because this is a state's issue. Well, here in Michigan, as a state, we made this decision last time around. And in some ways, you could argue that might add a little thin layer of protection, as Proposal 2 very likely will be litigated in the courts as well, that the Supreme Court has said, look, this is up to the states to make these decisions. So this might be mostly bad news for Democrats and other people who are concerned about gerrymandering, but it might not be entirely bad news.